Welcome to the first installment of an illustrated mini-series on database systems design. In this post, we take a look at Redis, what it is, when it comes in handy, and how to use basic Redis commands. The commands are environment agnostic, so in our example, we'll be running them via a Redis CLI provided by Heroku Data for Redis, a pre-configured add-on that enables developers to quickly stand up a Redis instance and focus on working with data safely and effectively. What is Redis? Redis is, as the official documentation puts it, an open-source, BSD-licensed, in-memory data structure store used as a database, cache, message broker, and streaming engine. That's quite a mouthful. Let's further explore what this means by discussing when Redis might be useful, why it can be an effective tool, and how it works behind the scenes. Redis logo. When would you use Redis? Imagine for a moment that you're an engineer working on a hypothetical app called Novel, a social media site for writers. You already know to stash content that is static and unlikely to change often, like CSS styles and the user's profile picture in their browser cache. Styles and profile picture stored in the browser. What about stuff that's a bit more dynamic, like the most popular posts of the day? The list of top posts is likely to change relatively often, maybe once an hour, but not so often that it's not worth storing, somewhere. But where? Top stories displayed in our hypothetical app, Novel. Why is Redis fast? We could store the top stories in a traditionally structured relational database. Database tables are useful for reliably storing and sorting large amounts of big chunks of data. But it can also take time to locate and retrieve data from the hard drives that store them long-term. RAM, on the other hand, is much faster. It's designed to store and retrieve temporary data at a consistently fast speed no matter where in memory it's physically located. Slow SATA hard drive and connector speed versus fast RAM and connector speed. RAM is also where Redis stores data. In other words, the data is stored in memory. This is what makes Redis an optimal place to cache temporary, dynamic data that will be fetched and updated by multiple users, and its non-relational design is suitable for many use cases where speed of access is prioritized more highly than links between tables. Users around the world requesting top posts. How does it work? Redis stores data in a structure similar to a JSON object, in a giant blob of key-value pairs. This paradigm is reflected in its name, which is actually an abbreviation of Remote Dictionary Server. Labeled cubbies for your, Lee's, Sharness's, and Eugene's stories with printed documents inside each. We can set the amount of time a specific key-value pair should persist in memory, 3 days? Forever? Via its time-to-live property, and know the data we've stored will be updated in a relatively consistent order using a least recently used, LRU, eviction strategy. This means that when the Redis store is full, new data will replace the chunk that's gone the longest without being accessed. Sleepy monkey asking three monkeys in a crowded bed to roll over. Sleepy monkey climbing into newly freed spot while monkey on the other side falls out of bed. We can also rest assured that all Redis updates are atomic, meaning that a set of updates within a transaction will either completely succeed or fail, rather than get stuck in a partially updated state. One penguin shakily handing another a basket of fruit. A piece of fruit falling from the first penguin's basket, and the second penguin crossing arms and refusing to receive it now that a piece is missing. And if anything goes wrong, we can replace our main Redis store with our backup, thanks to Redis async replication and automatic failover features. Other nice features Redis includes out of the box are support for pub/sub, scalable client-server communication and distributed messaging, and Lua scripting. Lua is a fast, lightweight language with a small and simple API footprint. Laptop open to a terminal window. Getting started with Redis. To start working with Redis, you can follow the Getting Started guide in the official documentation to start building with the Redis CLI, or by using Salesforce's Heroku Data for Redis add-on, which we'll go over briefly below. Note, while the actual commands are normal Redis syntax, the setup section of the following example assumes you are using one of Heroku's paid plans. The Heroku Data for Redis add-on not only enables developers to quickly and conveniently integrate Redis instances into Heroku apps, but also comes pre-configured with useful features like high availability backups and automatic failover procedures. It also handles authenticating the connection between your Heroku app and Redis instance automatically. First, create and run a new Heroku app locally. Then, create and attach a new Redis instance to your Heroku app using skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. While waiting for the creation process to complete, you can check on its status using skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Greater than note, depending on your setup, you may need to use Heroku add-ons info Redis a your Heroku app name instead. Next, start the Redis CLI by running skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Greater than note, if this command doesn't get Redis up and running, you may need to install the Redis CLI first. Now that you're in the Redis CLI, you can use normal Redis commands right from your Heroku app's Redis instance. For example, ping confirms whether we are connected to the Redis instance by returning pong if your request is successful. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Set will set a variable name to store a string of your name, and get will retrieve the value assigned to that key. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. We can use expire to set the value of name to expire and be deleted after 5 seconds. The subsequent get calls will prove name's value exists, then prove it's been deleted. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The following push, left push, enter push, right push commands will create new list mylist which contains string B, add A to the front and C to the tail, then fetch the entire list. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Set and MJ will create and fetch a hash map user. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Where user has the following values. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Further reading. You can learn more about Redis data types and CLI commands from the official docs or by checking out some of the below resources. Video cassette, What is Redis? Jamil Spain, IBM Technology, Paper, Learn Redis, Tutorials Point, Video Cassette, Redis Crash Course, Web Dev Simplified, Fancy Notebook, How Does the Internet, Sailorg, Video Cassette, What is Distributed Caching? Explained with Redis. Garv Sen, Notebook, Heroku Data in Salesforce Functions, Greg Noakes, Salesforce, Video Cassette, Code Live, Heroku Data in Functions with Redis, Julian Duque, Salesforce, Notebook, Optimized Heroku Force.com Integration Using Redis and Apex REST, Sandeep Benote, Salesforce, Scroll, Heroku Data for Redis, Heroku Dev Center. Thanks for reading, and happy caching. About the author. Tessa is a lead developer advocate at Salesforce.